This program was produced by and first broadcast on Radio Hawke's Bay, a community access media station. Thank you to New Zealand On Air for making this type of programming possible.
The information provided or any opinions expressed in this show are of a general nature only and should not be construed or relied on as a recommendation to invest in a financial product or class of financial products. You should seek financial advice specific to your circumstances from a financial advisor before making any financial decisions. A disclosure statement can be obtained free of charge.
You're listening to Radio Hawke's Bay. This is a program called Canny View, and it's my pleasure, as always, to have in the studio from the Stewart Group right here in Hastings, Rory O'Neill, who is the general manager of the Stewart Group. How you going, Rory?
Very good today, thank you. Beautiful day out in Hawke's Bay, if a little bit cold, but
rather chilly.
Very good, yeah.
You get to a certain age when you think, geez, I wish it was summer.
I'm getting there.
I'm there. Today we're going to talk about Budget 2024, a foundation for change. But before we get there, Rory, just remind our listeners, Stewart Group, what are you guys all about?
So Stewart Financial Group is a financial planning business in Karamu Road. We're nearly 40 years in business, looking after wealth management, personal insurances, KiwiSaver, and we've got a new product of our ACI funds, which looks after people that want to start with lower balances and start accumulating for the future.
That's KiwiSaver with a difference, isn't it?
We've got a little bit of a sustainability focus on the KiwiSaver. Mm. Our KiwiSaver is through Booster, New Zealand owned, and we also focus sort of on asset class investing, which is a little bit different than most of the market.
Yes, indeed. All right, let's talk about the budget that we just mentioned before we came to air, that it's a week old now. It's almost fish and chip paper. But you've titled this talk, A Foundation for Change. Tell us about that.
When we look back on the previous government, a lot of people were complaining that the New Zealand economy, New Zealand in general, just hadn't moved on since they came into power. This is the new government's opportunity to stamp their authority, a stepping stone, you know, a new foundation to build on. Remains to be seen if it works, but this is their first step, first foray into trying to make New Zealand a better place.
How dire was it, do you think, from the coalition's point of view when they took over? Because it's never quite as good as what they think it's going to be, is it?
No, and I think that's some of the point they made was they knew they were coming into a bad situation, but they hadn't expected it to be so bad. Mm. I mean, for spending to have ballooned by 70% and the national debt to have increased up to, I think it's nearly 160 billion. Yes. That's a difficult situation for a finance minister to face. And there's so many levers that need to be pulled. You just don't know which one is the right one to back out of.
Okay, let's have a quick look at 2024 budget. What did it deliver from your point of view?
I think for middle-income New Zealand, it was the first ray of hope for them. There was something back. I mean, look at the tax bans for over the last 14 years. There's been no change. Somebody on 70,000 used to be a high income earner. Mm. That's really just above the average wage at this stage.
Yes.
So there was a little bit of a chink of light. You know, you look at childcare subsidies and other things that have come back in for people on lower incomes. Again, we're in a cost of living crisis. Rates are going up.
Yep.
Insurances are going up. There's got to be something to kickstart us again, even though these things are small. Every little helps. If there's something that can go into a family budget, whether that's repaying debt, you know, be credit card debt, or whether it's, you know, getting some more money into the bank account, every little helps because from every angle, we just seem to have increased costs at the moment.
For sure. Now, you've been around money, finances for many years. Do you see this as a light at the end of the tunnel? Is that light getting brighter? Do you think the next budget's going to be that much better?
I know every budget I've ever listened to, and I've lived in the UK, obviously I've got an Irish accent, lived in Australia, and we always, I think we've got this positivity bias that we always believe a budget is going to deliver something which is going to be a panacea for all our mm-hmm. ills. And it doesn't happen. There's so, before we came on air, I was talking about how many different levers that need to be pulled. it's very difficult. And, you know, you can look at it like a match being played. Somebody has to win and somebody has to lose.
Yeah, absolutely.
And it's very difficult to get it right. So, no, I don't expect huge things out of future budgets, but if it's something which can turn us around and be more productive as an economy, I think it's going to help, because we probably just need to stop the sort of the right and left budgets that we're getting on a constant basis.
Do you think the next quarter will see us still in recession?
I think so. I think listening to some of our clients coming in, listening to other businesses in the community, there's still a little bit of pain and struggle ahead. There's job losses ahead. So, yes, I would still see us in recession.
The market normally reacts quite favorably to a right-leaning budget. How did the market react?
They were pretty, I wouldn't say negative, but, you know, we haven't had a huge amount of optimism from the market. A little bit of bounce over the last few days, but nothing meaningful, nothing which said, you know, they've done the right thing.
Yeah.
It's as we said, it's a step in the right direction, and it'll just help.
Were you expecting a more favorable response?
Not necessarily. I think a lot of these changes were well forecast. Mm-hmm. The national government had talked about changes that they were going to make in taxation. They made a lot of these announcements before the budget, so they were sort of factored into prices.
Yes.
The market is always very good at pricing information. So a lot of that was already captured. So to have the final document received, I don't think the market was too shocked. They were just maybe a little bit underwhelmed.
How do we turn it around, Rory?
I think New Zealand just needs to look at ways of being more productive. We're relying on the old areas for wealth and revenue, farming, tourism. But we've got to look at the tech industry, pharmaceutical industry. Gaming industry is huge. Cinema, we used to do amazing things in cinema. There's so many areas that we can look at. We're isolated as a country, so we've got to really think outside the box and get back to that sort of Kiwi ingenuity that people talk about.
Yes. What about investors at the moment? I mean, I might suggest that when you look at the dire condition that we're in, financially speaking, that most people put their hands in their pockets and they keep them there until, you know, it gets a lot more rosy out there. Is that what you're finding?
No. When we look at New Zealand, it's pretty flat, but when you invest into global markets. And as I said, the U.S. is worth 60% of the global GDP. That's up 80% since 2020. The rest of the world is moving on. So if you're investing and you're in a globally diversified portfolio and you're working with a financial planner, you're seeing some good gains above just keeping your money in the bank, where interest rates are only keeping up with inflation. And then you've got to be taxed on top of that as well. So you're generally in a negative place if you're conservative, keeping your money in the bank.
Why are they moving on, Rory, and we're not? We're going backwards and they're not. Why is that?
As I said, we locked ourselves down during COVID. We became very insular. The tourist industry hasn't kicked off again. People were made feel unwelcome. The rest of the world has just forgotten about COVID, whereas it comes up as a conversation topic every single day in New Zealand.
I know. All right, so someone is looking at investing, and we've talked about it 100 times on this program. It's all about diversification, isn't it?
It most definitely is. I mean, diversification is being global. It's looking at different industries. It's looking at different asset classes. And you've got to have a mix, because nobody's got a crystal ball. Nobody knows what's going to be the next big thing. Mm. So if you've got your fingers in a lot of pies, you've given yourself the best opportunity to get the best return.
Just in closing, I just wondered, if you had a crystal ball, what would you be suggesting to people? Look, hey, it's going to get better. Why is it going to get better?
I think people are determined to be optimistic at the moment. Mm. I think humans have an amazing facility to fight their way out of a corner. And I just believe we're going to find a way to do it. Where that's going to come from, I don't know.
Good on you, Rory. Just remind our listeners, if we want to get hold of the Stewart Group for some sound financial advice, how do we do that?
So Stewart Group is in 204 Karamu Road in Hastings, and you can just give us a call on 878-8961, and anybody in there will be happy to help you, whether that's your insurance, wealth planning, KiwiSaver. We're happy to help.
Good on you, Rory. My pleasure. You look after yourself. We'll talk to the same time, same place next time.
You too. Thanks very much, Ken.
The information provided or any opinions expressed in this show are of a general nature only and should not be construed or relied on as a recommendation to invest in a financial product or class of financial products. You should seek financial advice specific to your circumstances from a financial advisor before making any financial decisions. A disclosure statement can be obtained free of charge.
This program was produced by and first broadcast on Radio Hawke's Bay, a community access media station. Thank you to New Zealand On Air for making this type of programming possible.